Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from the world of care and be.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel, family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Alves, the Beth Yahweh Congregation of Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll suggest that everyone get your study material, study tool, your pens, your pencils, your notepad, your iPads, all those things that you would need for a good study. Like always, we'll start a brief prayer. You can hear me, give me a shout out, let me know that you can hear me clearly. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this moment to give you praise and give you honor in the name of thy Son, Yahushua. We thank thee for the protection that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the comforts that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank thee for the strength that you've given us to make it through the week. We thank you for the nourishment that you've given us, both mentally, physically, and emotionally. But ultimately, Father, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to give you praise throughout the course of this week, through our actions, through our deeds. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to uplift thy Son's name. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with loving favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom once again. I'm Yara Al. And this session of Can It Be That Simple? It's going to be similar to last week's session. Just letting us know as believers that we're not all bad. Some of us are doing some good things. And the Father sees those things that we're doing. And sometimes the Father gives us reminders and lets us know that, I see you, son. I see you, daughter. And in my experience with walking with the Most High and giving him praise and trying to keep his standards, he gave me those things I call awe moments. And so before we go into the lesson tonight, this is my awe moment that he showed me. And this was actually yesterday. And it was through me eating, you know. I got up, I was giving my break throughout the course of the morning, and I went down to the cafeteria to get me something to eat. I got my food. Was about to pay for it. Wasn't like I didn't have any funds in my pocket. You know, this is not one of those moments where, you know, I'm like dead broke. I don't have any money. I go to the cash register and I hope that the food turned up free. No, that's not one of these moments. It was one of these moments where, you know, I had the funds. I was getting ready to pay for my food. And a gentleman behind me told the cashier that, don't worry about it. I'll pay for that. And I was like, wow, hallelujah. That's the first thing came to my mind. And then the gentleman said, thank you for the good work that you're doing around here. And I, as you know, if you don't know, family, I work in a hospital, and I work in the security department. And one of the things I tend to say about the security department is, you know, we're at the bottom of the rung. I mean, everybody needs us, but no one shows appreciation. So for another employee to just acknowledge the fact that I've been doing a good job, or, you know, it's not me per se, but the security department in general is doing a good job. And the Father just used this individual to, you know, pay for my meal. And I was like, hallelujah, just thankful. And so then the course of my day went past, and, you know, this particular day, you know, due to the staff shortage and the situation that we're currently living in, this pandemic, the security department gets called quite often to work. So I had to do a double. You know, I already did my little 8 hours. Now I'm getting ready to do another 8 hours. So, you know, it's break time again. So I go to the cafeteria again. This time I go to a different spot in the cafeteria, and I'm going to pay for my food again. This time a patient pays for my meal. And I'm like, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Why? Because this is the second time that, like I said, I had money in hand getting ready to pay. And this particular person was in front of me, asked me for my meal and paid for it and gave it to me. I was like, thankful. I was like, hallelujah. Thank you. You know, and he said the same thing. He was like, thank you for the good job that you're doing. And I'm like, thank you, sir. And, you know, went off and ate my meal. So, you know, those are moments for me, you know, because, you know, sometimes you sit back and you wonder rather than anybody paying attention to what you're doing. But we, you know, sometimes we think that the Father's not seeing us, but he sees us. You know, we go through the Word and he tells us that, hey, I'm there, I'm there, I'm there. I see your every move. I know your every thought. I know, I hear, you know. And sometimes we as believers or we as humans, we think, okay, yeah, you know, in our minds, we're saying, yeah. But sometimes he, you know, the Father just brings these things to our minds or he shows the reality of his word to us. That's just, you know, the little brief story. You know, it's not really a story because it's reality. It's nothing made up. This is an event that happened in my life that I want, you know, that the Father allowed me to share with you all just to encourage everyone to continue to do his will, continue to share his word, continue to build with him because he's with you and people see you and he will also allow people to bless you because of what you're doing. You know, because you're doing his will and he sees you and you're humbling yourself before him. You're not humbling yourself before man, but you're humbling yourself before him by being obedient to what he says in his word to us. Getting ready to get into the scriptures that the Father led me to in regards to, you know, Israel. We're not all bad, you know, because in previous lessons I've done, you know, it's talking about how we as believers, we stiff-necked, we hard-headed, and you know, we're talking about the gloom and the doom in regards to serving the Most High. But, you know, serving the Most High is a beautiful thing, is a great thing, is a lovely thing. And we can't look at it from the perspective of, woe is me, because, no, it's not a woe is me. It's a joyous occasion all the time. And we have to realize the glory and the joy all the time. You know, like the scriptures say, we're pilgrims just passing through. These are the things that we have to go through because we chose to serve the Most High. Because we're not looking for, as they say, our pie in the sky now. We understand that the greater good is yet to come. But we're showing that greater good right here and now. So we're going to start off in Psalms chapter 18. I'm going to read verses 23 and 24. And it reads, "And I am perfect before him, and I guard myself from my crookedness. And Yahweh repays me according to my righteousness, according to the cleansing of my hands before his eyes." Psalms 19:12-14. It reads, "Who discerns mistakes? Declare me innocent from those that are secret. Also, keep your servant back from presumptuous ones. Do not let them rule over me. Then shall I be perfect and innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing before you, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Psalms 90, verse 8. Crookedness before you, our secret sins in the light of your face. So I'm going to stop here for a minute because we have to understand that the Father sees us and he set these things before us and he gives us an opportunity to correct ourselves. Because as I said before, sometimes we think that he's not there. He understands our mistakes and he can correct them. And how does he correct them? He corrects them through our life experiences, the different situations that we may be confronted with, so that we can get those things right. Ecclesiastes 12:14 reads, For Elohim shall bring every work into right ruling, including all that is hidden, rather good or rather evil. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 17. For my eyes are on all their ways. They have not been hidden from my face, nor has their crookedness been hidden from my eyes. So these first few scriptures that I read, it was just talking about how the Father sees us. He sees us all the time. He understands the things that we're thinking about. He understands the things that we're doing. He sees these things that we're doing. And he also has the opportunity to help us get right. But we have to want to be right with him. Like we've been saying in many of the Morays been talking about, it's about being in right standings with the Most High. And the way that we do that is through belief and understanding of what his son did and taking on that character of his son, because that is who he is looking for. He is looking for his son. And if we demonstrate the same characters of his son, then we are in right lines with his son, the one who walked that straight and that narrow. So from here, we're going to get into, we're going to read a few examples of people who did the right thing. And some of these scriptures we're going to come across a line, and I'll emphasize it when I first come across it. Okay, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. We're going to read verse 2 to 4. And it reads, And Asa did what was good and what was right in the eyes of Yahweh, his Elohim. I'm going to stop right here because this is the line that we're going to come across in several scriptures throughout the course of the night. And it's right in the eyes of Yahweh. Right in the eyes of Yahweh. So sometimes we as believers, as we live in this life, with Yahweh, staying in his word, continuing in his word, learning of Yahushua, we do right in his eyes. And what do he do? Like the beginning, my opening, he rewards us outwardly for the things that we're doing. Because the things that we're doing are not for ourselves. It is for him, and we are humbly doing them because we love him. And when we come to understand that the reason why we're doing the things that we're doing is because of him and our love for him, everything becomes even easier because we're not doing these things for selfish gain. We're doing it for the glory of our Father. Verse 3. and it reads, and removed the altars of the stranger and the high places, and broke down the pillars and cut down the Asherim, and commanded Yehuda to seek Yahweh Elohim of their fathers, and to do the Torah and the commands. So this is one of those kings that came amongst, you know, that came about, who did right in the eyes of the Most High. And what did he do? He did a work. He removed strange idols and things of that nature. Because at times, Israel, they got caught up in idolatry. They got caught up in the ways of the people that were around them. And some men rose up and did right in the eyes of the Most High. And Asa was one of them. From here, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 30 to 32. And it reads, then the reign of Jehoshaphat, for his Elohim gave him rest on all sides. Thus Jehoshaphat reigned over Yehuda 35 years. Thus Jehoshaphat reigned over Yehuda, 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother was Azubiah, the daughter of Zahilah. And he walked in the ways of his father, Asa, and did not turn aside from it, doing what was right of Yahweh. So this is a son following in his father's footsteps, doing what was right in the eyes of Yahweh. From here, we're going to go to 2 Samuel, chapter 22, 21 to 25. And it reads, Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He repaid me. For I have guarded the ways of Yahweh and have not acted wrongly against my Elohim. For all his right rulings are before me. As for his laws, I do not turn from them. And I am perfect before him. And I guard myself from my crookedness. And Yahweh repaid me according to my righteousness, according to my cleansiness before his eyes. You understand, family? When we do right and clean ourselves up, it's going to show on the outside. One of the things that Yeshua said, you clean the inside of the cup and the outside of the cup will be cleaned. You know, so if we cleaning the inside up and making sure that we're not doing wrong, we're going to show that on the outside. And the Father is going to see that. And he's going to reward us for our goodness. But ultimately, we're not doing it for the sake of the reward. We're doing it because we love the Father. And we want to be in right standings with him. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and it reads, and he said, if you diligently obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and do what is right in his eyes, and shall listen to his commands, and shall guard all his laws, I will bring on you none of the diseases I brought on the Mitzrayim. For I am Yahweh who heals you. So just going back, you know, we all, you know, when we go through various lessons, we always have to, not always, but it's always good to go back to the experience that Israel experienced in Egypt. because we know Egypt is symbolic of strong bondage. And sometimes we might think that we're not in bondage, we're not in slavery, because of when we compare slavery, we think about slavery as being in shackles and chains around our ankles and our hands and our necks. But you know, that slavery is sometimes within our minds, those unseen chains that bog us down, that need to be broken. Those chains that we put on ourselves that need to be broken, because we make ourselves slaves to other things. And he lets us know through his word, what is your slave master? But those things can be broken if we stay grounded in his word. He will heal us. Say he won't put those diseases, those pestilence. And when we deal with those pestilence and those diseases in Egypt, he was talking about different gods that they worship. So we have to be mindful of what we put before the Most High, what we put before Yahweh, what we put before Yahushua, what we put before Yah. 2 Chronicles, chapter 34, verses 1 to 3. Josiahu was 8 years old when he began his reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and he walked in the ways of his father David, and did not turn aside right or left. And in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek Elohim, the Elohim of his father, David. And in the 12th year, he began to cleanse Yehuda, the Jerusalem, from the high places, and the Asherim, and the carved image, and the molten, and the molded images. See, one of the things we're reading so far, when we deal with those kings that did right in the eyes of the Most High, did right in the eyes of Yahweh, they were tearing down altars. They was tearing down ways of worship that was going on in Jerusalem. Because that's one of the things that we do at times, or in our history, Israel has done, humanity has done. They have turned away from the Mighty One who created the heaven and the earth and all things in between, and worshiped other things. But the Father rose up a man who had authority, who did right in his eyes, and brought the people into the right standing. Why? Because he was in the right standing. We can go to 2 Chronicles again. We can go to chapter 31, verse 20 and 21. And it reads, Hezekiah did so all Judah, and he worked that which was good and right and faithful before Yahweh his Elohim, and every work that he began in the service of the house of Elohim, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his Elohim, he did it with all his heart and prospered. We've read that in, First Chronicles chapter 20, where it talks about believing Yahweh, you shall be established. Believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. This is, just another establishment of that. When you believe in the Father and keep his law, statutes, and judgment, what are you going to do? You're going to prosper in his ways and in his truth. And that's what happens with us. We prosper in his ways and his truth, because that's where prosperity is. Prosperity is in the heart, in the mind, because you have those fine jewels and gems that can't be taken away. Your thoughts and your love for the Most High, they can't take that away. Only thing that can happen with that is you give it away. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 24. And it reads, "Thus says Yahweh, you shall not go up nor fight against your brother, the children of Israel. Everyone return to his house, for this thing is of me." So they listened to the words of Yahweh, and they returned and went their way according to the word of Yahweh. And this is, when you get into this story, this is where, you know, Israel, as we say, Israel was fighting Israel. Or, you know, because, you know, you had one, you know, because at this time Israel was divided into two houses, the house of Judah and the house of Israel. And a war was about to, and the father was like, no, we're not going to do this. You know, and the people listened. You know, so it was, you know, just, Father had me put this in there. Sometimes we have to, you know, we think that it's right to go up against our brother. But the father said, no, this is not the time. I'll deal with them on my own terms. When I need you, I'll put you on them. But if I don't need you, nah, there's no reason to fight. Because we can bring each other to an understanding without fighting. As Paul talked about it, let us reason in the ways of the Most High. Let us reason. 1 Kings chapter 22. I'm going to read verses 41. I'm going to read verse 41, and then I'm going to read 43 to 44. And this is going back to a story we talked about earlier, king that we talked about earlier. Jehoshaphat, the son of Asai, began to reign over Judah, in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. Verse 43. He walked in all the ways of Asa, his father. He did not turn aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed incense in the high places. Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. So, when we're dealing with Jehoshaphat, if we read the previous scripture that I've read about Jehoshaphat, it actually talked about the thing about him not tearing down the high places. And he was talking about because their hearts wasn't right. So, evidently, during this particular time, it wasn't the will of the Most High at that time. But as we know, altars and high places were torn down. But the Father brought peace in the land. So that sometimes, you know, there's things that must be done, but we have to do all these things in the Father's plan, according to the Father's will, because he understands humanity. He understands his plan, and we have to be on board. But we have to do good in his eyes. And we have many examples of people who are doing good in the eyes of the Most High. And that's one of the things I just wanted to bring out in this particular lesson, is to let you know, Israel family and listening audience, that the Father sees the good deeds that you're doing. and he will reward you according to his time. And be encouraged and continue to keep your hand on that plow and breaking up these grounds that's out here, because that's what a plow is used for. A plow is used to break up the ground so the ground can be ready to be seeded. You know, and if we look at the symbolism of breaking up the ground during that time, they had an ox that was leading that tool that was being guided by that man who had his hand on it. So we have to, you know, when we look at that symbolism, you know, accept the lead of that ox, that one who's that strong head, that one who's given to you to teach you and to guide you, giving you the tools. What is our tool? That word. That's what it is, that word. And when we get that word, what do? We have the opportunity to plant that word that has been given to us into that soil that we have been breaking up. See, it's that word that breaks up the soil of a man's mind. That word that we're regurgitating that's been given to us by our priests, by our teachers, by our leaders. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 28, and it reads, "Observe and hear all the words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the eyes of Yahweh Elohim." See, this is Moses talking to the people and letting them know that, hey, do which is good and right in the eyes of Yahweh. Keep his law, statutes, and judgment. Teach your children so that your generations can continue to uplift the name of Yahweh, uplift the ways of Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 18. This is Moses again speaking, just reiterating what was just read. "You should do that which is right and good in the sight of Yahweh, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh swore to your fathers." When we look at that good land, it's twofold. You know, we're looking at that promised land that they went to, because they was in slavery at that time. And they went to a promised land. They went to a land that was flowing with milk and honey and a goodly land. But we know when we read the story, they had to go over there and they had to work the land. They had to evict the inhabitants that were on the land. But when we look at that, going to that land is not going to have any inhabitants that we have to evict. Because that land that we're going to, everybody that's there belongs there. That's when we cross over and go into that goodly land. And he uses the term land because that's something that we as humans can understand. But the more we travel with the Father, the more we travel and follow Yahushua, the more we begin to understand more and more about that invisible world. That invisible reality. Or that true reality. So from here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 2 to 4. And it reads, Thus, when you do a kind deed, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites do, in the congregation and in the streets, to be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a kind deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your kind deed shall be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall himself reward you openly. Psalms 130, seek me, O Yahweh. No, search me, O Yahweh, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See, that's what we want. That's what we want to all say to the Most High. Search me. Pick me, pick me. Why? Because we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're doing right. We're doing good. Because what are we doing? We're meditating on his word constantly. We constantly utilize his word to clean us up, to put us in right standings with him. Because he's already told us in his word that our thoughts are deceitful and wicked. Who can know them? See, we don't know them, but the Father does know them. And he has given us a way to clean up our thoughts and clean up our ways. And he has also shown us that it can be done, because his Son voluntarily came down and did the thing, did the work, showed that humanity can be upright. He had his ups and his downs, but he didn't fall down, because the scriptures say he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. From here, we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And it reads, for the appeal we make not, for the appeal we make these, For the appeal we make does not come from delusions, nor from uncleanness, nor from deceit, but as we have been approved by Elohim to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak not as pleasing men, but Elohim who approves our hearts. So, in reading this and understanding what it's saying, and saying that when we speak to people in regards to this good news, in regards to this word, it's not of our opinion that we're speaking. We're not speaking to try to deceive people or to delude people or to cause them to be in a state of uncleanness. No, this is not why we're doing this. We're doing this because the Father has put this on our heart to share this information with those in whom we come in contact with, because he understands and knows their heart. So he understands and knows what they need. And as a willing servant, what do? We share that word and that wisdom that he gives us to share with them. It's another scripture that says, give no thought of what you're going to say. See, because it's not of our thought. The word is not ours. The word belongs to the Father. And he utilizes us as a vessel to dispense his word. Why? Because he has searched us. And he has utilized his word to cleanse us. He utilized our experiences so that we can share his word with those with whom we come in contact with. Romans chapter 8, verse 27 to 28. And it reads, And in the same way, the Spirit does help in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray, but the Spirit himself pleads our case for us with groanings unutterable. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the set apart ones according to Elohim. See, we are set apart. He has sanctified us. Why? Because he has put his word in us. He has put his truth in us, Israel. When you read in the scriptures, he talks about how he chose Israel and he gave them the oracles. He gave him his laws, statutes, and judgments. So we have been set apart for a purpose. And that Spirit helps us, because sometimes we just don't have the words to say. But that Spirit that dwells within us knows and make intercessions for us. That's what this is saying. The Father knows us. That Spirit that dwells inside of us assists us. And this is the last scripture for the night. Just want to reiterate to everyone that, you know, you're doing good. You're doing good. Everybody is doing good. If you're standing firm in Yahweh's word, believe in his son, Yahushua, you're doing good. Because there's a many of men out there who are not doing this, who have been given an opportunity to stand on the side of righteousness. Just like going back to the Exodus, when they was down in at the foot of that mountain, having a party to the newly made idol, and Moses came down, and he said, "Who stands for Yahweh? Come on over here." Sometimes we have to look at ourselves and say, "Hey, who am I standing for? Am I standing for Yahweh? Or am I standing for Hasatan? Who am I standing for?" We're going to end tonight's session with Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. And it reads, "I, Yahweh, search the mind. I try the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing." Father is the one that's searching us. The Father is the one that's giving us the situations and seeing what we're going to do. And the Father is the one that's giving us the reward. He's the one that's doing it. Because as we go through our trials and tribulations in life, ultimately we're trying to gain that fruit of that Spirit and utilizing the fruit of that Spirit to overcome the works of the flesh. As the old adage is, mind over matter. So as we continue to do this good, and this good is walking in the ways of Yah, following the example of Yahushua, this good that we're doing, the Father sees the good that you're doing, and he will give you your moment. Your moment in which you'll be like, "Thank you, Father. Thank you. I needed that. I needed that." Because those moments are the ones that you really hold on to when things get rough. Those moments where he brings things to your attention that he sees you. Because he has it. All right, son. Well done. Here. Next task up. So, family, hopefully you got something out of this. I'll always encourage you all to go back over these scriptures and see what the Father bring out to you in regards to these scriptures. Because this is what he brought to my attention, letting us know that we're not all bad and that he's constantly there with us. He's constantly helping us day in and day out. And he's constantly giving us our reward. And he gives us our reward and that others can see the rewards that we get for the righteousness that we are performing, for the cleansingness that we're showing to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we continue in this Sabbath day and sup with you, we thank thee for coming and joining us. We thank thee for opening our eyes to acknowledge you, thy word, and thy son. We thank thee for the peace that you've given us up until this moment. We ask of thee, Father, to continue to open our minds to the wonders of your word so that we can continue to stand firm on your son, Yahushua. So that we can continue to allow the light of him to shine forth through us, giving us the ability to draw men to you through the light that you've given us. Father, we ask of thee to continue to help us cleanse us individually, so that we can shine brightly. Father, we thank thee for the peace that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the healing that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the strength that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to touch those who are mourning, touch those that are suffering, touch those that are in situations that they didn't hope for, but they're in. Continue to give them the encouragement that they need to overcome these obstacles. Continue to strengthen them and continue to give them that hope. Continue to give them that encouragement to let them know that you are still there with them. Because sometimes we as humans, we think that bad times that we come across are times in which you left us. But those are times in which your might comes into play. Because that is our weakness. And these are the times in which you show your strength and help us to overcome. Father, we ask thee to grant us a peaceful slumber. We ask of thee to protect us as we slumber so that we have an opportunity to rise up in the morning and hear the wonders of your word from the next teacher. Father, we thank thee for thy son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. For it is through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity to enjoy this Sabbath day. We pray, give you praise and give you honor through his holy and precious name, Yahushua. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful slumber. May Yahweh, Yahushua, and Yah be with you. Shalom.
to myself.
Oh, he's been good to me.
Has he been good to you?
Oh, so good to me.
Oh,
when I think about his mercy.
Has he been good to you? Yeah.
When I think about
his mercy. Better than I was to myself.
I want to say.
Has he been good
thank
to you,
Lord? Anybody want to say?
Once, take me to the lonely somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table. Rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. You will have a pardon. Oh, take me to the alley. Take me to afflicted one, take me, take me, take me, take me.